Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense. Freddie from iCarly.
Oh my god, I forgot that was even like a show.
I was channeling Freddie.
Wow, perfect. We are back. We are back. We are perfecting. God. Yeah. So excited. We're perfecting our craft. So we noticed there was a little bit of a lag with our video. If you are video watchers, hopefully we fixed it. But I feel like we're like... It's just a slow progression.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
every time we get a little better.
We're honing our skills. That is that.
We're trying to be better for you.
We're trying to improve. Anyways, so aside for us having like a, you know, psychological conversation about self-improvement, we are reading Iron Flame today. I don't have my jacket on, but here's this black book. I promise, it's just the right book.
Yeah, the words aren't even on the front.
Yeah, no, it's like literally, it's like I'm like holding them, and it's like the...
Like a Bible or something, yeah, it looks like.
The pages are all sprayed black, so yeah. It's just like a weird looking book. Anyways.
A tome.
We're reading Iron Flame today. So we are covering this book in two parts. Rebecca made it real easy for us with this book because Flame is two parts.
And I feel like it's a good... You know, like it really finishes one part of the story and then kickstarts the next.
I've seen people say too, they feel like this book is like two books in one, which it really is. Like,
yeah.
It's a pretty split and even divide. And so we're going to be reading chapters 1 through, well, I want to get the chapter for you, 1 through 36, and that is pages 1 through 334. So, that is this episode. That is what we're covering. I'm excited. This is great.
This is great. It is so good.
All right.
What a time to be alive.
So, it essentially picks up exactly where it left off, which I love when books do that. Yeah. I kind of need that.
Let's just get right into it, buddy.
Yeah, I don't need no, like, 5 months have passed. Like, I'm like, I want the exact scene we ended.
Yeah.
Which... Yeah.
None of this 4 score and 7 years ago shit. Like, let's just get right into it.
And that's essentially what we have.
This book is crazy.
Yeah, so Violet is talking to her brother, and she's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you're alive? Like, that's pretty much how this book opens.
I just, like, imagine her just, like, laying there and just being like, Brennan?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's... Brennan? She's like, oh, I'm dead, too. Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, yeah, so, I mean, she... talks to him, and he pretty much explains, like, LOL, I'm not dead.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of jaw-droppers in this first part of the book.
Yes, yes. And then they all decide to head back because they don't know, like, what to do. So they were like, fuck it. Like, let's just go back to the college. Like, we have to act like nothing happened.
Well, they want to play it off because they have to keep, you know, being instrumental to trying to help these people.
Right.
You know? Like, they were sent to be killed, and obviously they're not killed.
Right, right.
And they still have, like, a lot of unfinished business back at school.
Yeah, so they're like, we have to just go back, like, nothing occurred. Okay, great. So...
Well, yeah. Nothing occurred, but they're gonna, like, you know, weave selective truths.
Yes. So they all head back, they fly back on their dragons. Okay, fine. I love the scene of them coming back because they're all like, alright, like, let's hope we're not, like, executed on set. Like, they don't know what they're walking into.
Bro, they storm graduation.
Yeah, well, and they're, like, about to have graduation, but obviously before graduation, they do, like, their typical, like, morning roll call of dead people, and I'm obsessed with Zayden, like, for so many reasons, but they, like, read off, like, Garrick and Zayden's name, and Zayden walks up and goes, well, this is awkward. I'm like, you're a king.
Oh my god, he's just... he's just killer. He kills me every time.
I love him. That was perfect. That
like,
was
like, what an epic introduction.
That was the way to walk in.
And then immediately chaos ensues.
Yeah. And so it turns out, like, this is all, like, Dane's dad's doing.
Fuck that guy.
That guy's the worst.
He sucks. Like,
yeah.
You hated Dane? No.
I still hate Dane.
You hate his dad more. And then we're also introduced to a new character.
Oh, yes, because...
Who is literally Satan reincarnated.
Well, I think...
In my opinion.
Well, they all graduate, whatever. But then I think... Is it because of the fact that they're alive? And, like, it was clearly Dane's dad's thing, like, his plan. Violet's mom, like, sends him off, which is why Varys comes in.
Yeah, because they're, like, buddy-buddy.
Yeah, so, like, but she sends Dane's dad away, which is pretty badass of Violet's mom.
Yeah, because her mom's like, you're a fucking idiot.
Well, right, and so her mom didn't know, and that was Violet's big thing, was, like, does my mom know that, like, she's like, okay, my mom clearly knows about, like, the Venon. Like, that's annoying and shitty enough, but, like, my mom know that, like, she was sending me to die. Like, that was, like...
Yeah.
Because that's a big deal.
Because you're, like, well, you know, we thought her mom was a bitch to begin with, but the fact that she would...
Do that.
Is crazy.
It's, like, unforgivable.
Yeah, because then there's also talk of, like, oh, like, she also let Brennan die.
Right.
You know, she's the reason Brennan is dead.
Right. So it's like, how far is my mom going here? Mm-hmm. But then I believe it becomes clear, like, her mom didn't know, and then she sends Dane's dad away. Like, she's like, all right, you suck. Like, fuck you. And they just say they were attacked by Griffin Riders, but, like, they were like, oh, it was clearly a setup. So even that is, like, bad enough. Like, Venon or not, it still is, like, Dane's dad, you're a dickhead for this. Mm-hmm.
Well,
so.
I thought it was a little interesting through the reread was, like, they had to tell their story, right, obviously, and they were saying that, like, Violet was injured and, like, it took X amount of time to find a healer. But, like, no one questioned who the healer was.
Right. They did say, like, oh, there was a healer.
Yeah, and then, like, it just went swept, like, it just was swept along.
Wait, that's also actually such a good point that you're making right now, because they also mentioned how rare healers are.
Yes.
So they're not like, hey, who was that?
Like, what? I was like, is no one gonna talk about this?
Also the fact that they were at Alphabine, which is outside of the wards. So it's like, and are we really just, like, letting this go?
Not only that, but they knew, obviously, that Zayden and his group of friends were smuggling weapons out of the school to Athabin.
Right. Huh. Alright.
Unless that's why they bring Varys in?
Maybe? Because
they want to see if Zayden's a traitor?
Yeah, I don't... Huh. No, I don't know. So,
Stumped.
Yeah, I really am stumped. My cat is climbing around. I'm sorry, I'm, like, distracted because she's now discovered to, like, climb through my railings and wreak havoc. Anyways, she's, like, my dragon.
Oh, good, she doesn't step on the computer.
No, she's kind. She's a kind girl.
Good. My cats will step right on. Like,
no.
They don't care.
She's a good girl. Yeah, wait, that's such a good point. I don't know, now I'm like, is it a plot hole? Is it just...
Of course.
I don't know. Fuck, that bothers me now. Alright, well, whatever, fine, moving on. We can't harp on this because I'll get upset. So, they're all good, they graduate, but now it's like...
Well, okay, also, too, I think it's very interesting how they've, you know, they're in school for X amount of time, they're doing all this crazy stuff, and they have graduation, they call your name, and you get an envelope with your assignment, and you have to leave in, like, 2 hours.
Right. And that's my thing. Like, so the reason I guess I don't love
this book... Like, congrats, you didn't die.
Yeah.
Now get to work.
The reason I don't love this book as much is just because, like, now it's, like, not, like, the forced proximity thing with Zayden and Violet.
There's a lot more longing, though.
There is, and I do like
which
a longing.
I do appreciate that.
I do like
that.
A longing. Okay, fine.
But I feel like the longing isn't... I felt like she could have, like, pushed a little bit more on the longing aspect instead of, like... Because a lot of stuff happens while they're apart, right? Because it's, like, Violet's living her life in the school, and, like, we only get, like, snippets of, like, what Zayden's doing at his outpost. So,
that
like...
That would have been a great place for a dual point of view as well.
Yeah.
I would have liked that, probably.
Maybe she'll come out with one, like, you know how Midnight Sun was...
Oh, I'll pay double. So, yeah, I mean, here's the thing with this. Like, Hallie just said, it's so anticlimactic. Like, and now Zayden's just, like, leaving in, like, 2 hours. And, like, I just am like, damn. Because, like, I'm imagining her. You go from seeing him every day, even when he's annoying you, you're fighting. Like, you have time to make up, whatever. And now the new rules is that they can only see each other on the weekends. And, they're, like, they're also pushing Tarn and Seagull, like, 7 days without seeing each other, which is crazy.
They're, like, fuck your dragons.
And there's something Zayden's one of, like,
the most worst,
dangerous, yeah, worst, like, outposts.
He's, like, she was, like, they're not sending Zayden to the front. This, like, or, like, to the front lines. This is the front. Like,
yeah, like, this is
the... Like, there was, like, a clear distinction.
So, yeah, so he goes off, but, like, Bodhi's still at school, like, all this, which is nice. So you have, like, that kind of tie.
So we still have, like, majority of the group. It's just Zayden that's gone.
So now we're also ending off with them. We'll talk about plot in, like, a second. But with them, we're ending off in, like, they're a little bit tense, these fucking two, which is irritating to me. Yeah. She's basically like, you have to trust me with everything. And he's like, listen, like, you need to trust me enough that when I don't tell you everything because, like, of my position in, like, the rebellion and the revolution, that you, like, trust that, like, you trust me even when I can't tell you everything. Mm-hmm.
But, like, her, you'll know when you need to know.
Right, but her stance is, like, but you should just trust me and just tell me everything, like, as your partner.
Like, what's the big deal?
Like,
I felt.
Yeah, like, how, she was can trying you, to say. How can you not tell me? Like, if you trust me and you say you trust me, why would you not just tell me everything?
Yeah.
So, irritatingly enough, I agree with both of them.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And so, what are your thoughts on that? Because that's, like, honestly, the entire book that is... their fatal flaws.
Yeah, I think this... Oh, so the first time you read the book, like, that part, like, really annoyed me. And I think that's why I didn't like Iron Flame as much as Fourth Wing, because I just didn't like their whole, like, mad at each other together thing. But now, through the second read, I think I have a little bit more patience with both of them. And it's not as irritating, but it's still irritating. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's super irritating. Yeah. No.
Jamie's like, no, this is annoying.
It is, but I agree with you. Like, I think it, like, serves more to the plot now. Like, the first time I read it, I was like, can you two fucking get over yourselves?
Yes, yes.
I do agree, though, like, it's less irritating the second time around, but I'm still fucking annoyed by that.
Well, I don't know if it's also because, like, we were expecting it.
Obviously, right.
But I think also, too, because at this point, there's still a lot that Violet does not know.
Right.
You know? And, like, if Zayden was gonna just, you know, immediately start being 100% full disclosure with her, like, starting at that point, she'd be beside herself. She'd be in a tizzy, you know? Like, right. She'd freak out.
I know.
And, you know, she's still very volatile. She can't control her lightning.
That's also part of it.
You know what I mean? So I feel like part of him is, like, from a self-preservation standpoint.
Well, and this is the thing. So he says to her, like, this is not, like, a speculating whatever. He says to her, Dane clearly stole your memories. You didn't know, which is fine. Like, you know, not your fault, but, like, he's a powerful memory reader. And so he's, like, you know... until you can block him out extremely fully, you know that he's trying to do it, and we're, like, up to par with that, I can't have you risk the entire rebellion.
Okay, wait, but this is also a really good point as well about the shields, because technically they don't learn how to conduct shields until their second year. So the fact that she knows how to do this in the first year, I think just, like, goes to show, like, that much of, like, you know, Zayden already is trying to...
He wants her to be,
like,
someone he can confide in.
Exactly, yeah.
But he can't until he's sure, like...
Mm-hmm.
So he tells her this. I feel like at that point, once you give me a legit, no-bullshit reason, you have to almost be like, okay. Like, my relationship with you is not worth the entire effort of all of this.
Yeah. And I think also, too, with the introduction of our new character, Varish... I think it even speaks even more volumes, because there's a point where one of the very first interactions between Violet and Varish, and one of the first things he compliments her on is, like, oh, like, your shields are pretty strong.
Right.
you know, and he was like, oh, you know, people don't really learn that until second year.
Which is, like, almost like it's a good thing that she knows it, but it's also, like...
But I think it also tips him off.
Yeah, like, what are you hiding? Why do you know this?
Yeah, why do you know how to shield?
Right. So it's, like, it's all, like, very convoluted, but again, I just feel like Zayden, as far as Zayden and Violet, he gives her a reason.
Uh-huh.
She's a little bratty, to be honest. Like, in my opinion, yeah. I think he's more right.
Yeah.
Because even Imogen, who, like, they're now pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Imogen at one point in this part of the book mentions, like, listen, whether it was Zayden or not Zayden, mm-hmm. whoever you were dating in the Rebellion, like, you didn't want easy. If you wanted easy, you would have fucking picked Dane.
Yeah, Imogen makes a really good point
and
there.
And she's like, if you were with anyone, anyone in the chain of command would have secrets from you. Just like here, at the War College, like, your mom can't tell you everything. Mm-hmm. Like, so just any place of power, she's like, you would be having this issue.
Yeah.
And she's like, but he's saying, like, he mentions at one point, I promise that if it's going to affect your decision-making and it's information that would affect the choices you make...
Then I'll tell you.
I will tell you.
Yeah.
Great. What else can you ask for? Like, yeah. I don't know. I understand.
I think it's also how she reacts in, like, retaliation.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, that classic trope of, like, well, if you don't do what I want, like, I'm withholding sex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And she's annoying for
and
that.
And she is doing that, actually, but...
But it's also fucking annoying because...
Like, because she could just be, like, mad and, like, to herself, you know? Yes. Like, she could have withdrawn. But no, she goes out of her way to be, like, defiant and like, hard-headed.
And, like, we're not together.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be with someone I don't trust. Like, like, we're just together and having an argument.
Yeah, and he makes a point later on because now she's, like, so interested in looking for information on the wards...
Right.
Because she wants to help them build the wards for, wherever they are. What's it called?
Oh,
Is it Aricia?
Aricia, yeah.
Yeah. And he says, like, you know, like, why, like, later on in this first part, like, oh, why didn't you tell me? Like, whatever. And, like, she's not saying anything. He was like, oh, like, you felt like, because I have all these secrets, like, you felt you needed one of your own. Like, kind of, like, as a, like, a...
Yeah,
a
jab and she to literally you. Is like, yeah. Like, you know? So, it's just, like, I don't know. For me, it's just so ridiculous, that whole concept. And, I don't know, just in general with her...
They're also only, like, 20 years old.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think there is a certain level of immaturity there as well.
I agree. I just think, again, like, he's telling you what he can do and why... because of Dane,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't want you risking yourself, which, okay, that's all fine and good.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like...
Look, you know, if she was really pissed off, and she really wanted nothing to do with him, she could do that.
Right.
Where there's a will, there's a way, you know?
Right, and that's just not how she feels. Like,
no.
So it's just, like, I don't know. I think she's a little silly.
She's a glutton for Zayden, you know? That's what it is.
Which, as she should be, like... You know, but
she's like so
I
denial.
I just think this whole back and forth with the trust thing is like a little ridiculous.
Because it's literally the whole book.
Yeah, this is all they do.
The whole book is back and forth.
Okay, but here's my hot take. So I'm gonna give a point to Violet now.
Okay.
Like I feel like we're leaning toward like Team Zayden.
Mm-hmm.
Point for Violet. He has this dumb fucking thing. Where he says, oh, well, if you just ask me questions, I will answer them.
I know.
And she's like, I don't know what to ask.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what the fuck is going on.
Because every other time he's like, well, if you ask the right questions, like, you'd know.
Yeah, and I just think...
But also, they're not really together a lot of the time. What do you want?
That remote behind you. The big one. Thank you. Yeah, so they're not together, like, a lot of the time, which I think, yeah, like... And also, she just learned this rebellion... is happening now. So, like, she's like, I didn't even know Venom existed, so what do I know? How do I know what to ask you? Like, mm-hmm. for example...
And she's still probably in shock, too.
Yes. But, like, for example, say, like, with Brennan, right? Mm-hmm. Say, like, she didn't run into him because she didn't need healing, whatever. Why would she ask, is my brother alive? Like, like why would she do... Like, it just would never happen.
Yeah.
So it's almost like...
You can't ask about stuff you don't know.
Yeah, like, I'm almost annoyed. I get her point being annoyed at that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because then it's almost like a game. You know? Well, if you just asked the right question, like, you would know everything.
Yeah, she's like, fuck off.
Well, where do I begin? You know, is your name Zayden? I mean, that would have been my first question.
Who even are you?
What's your real name?
Yeah, so we can go on about this fucking dynamic forever. That's, like, their main dynamic, this whole first part of the book. And so, he leaves. He's on the outpost. Now they're going to be seeing each other once a week. So that's kind of like where we're at with their dynamic. Now, for year two, the main plot things is that she has to go through this course called RSC.
Oh, I totally forgot about this when we were rereading Same. It. And they're like, RSC. I was like, did I read a different book?
Basically, the course is that if you are captured by enemy people, you will not break under torture mm-hmm. and give information. So they're going to torture them and, like, throw them in the woods and, like, all this stuff.
Which
and,
is, like a crazy concept when you really think about it.
Insane concept.
Because they're still young.
Yeah.
Could you imagine doing that at 21?
No.
Being tortured on the daily, like, not knowing when it was going to happen, and then you just have to buck up.
And it's funny, I think this part of the book shocks me because we're getting insight to first years because Liam's sister, Sloane, is a first year.
So we get, like, a decent amount of new characters.
Like, you're hearing about, like, the gauntlet and, like, the, like, fighting on the mats, all the stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think it was funny for me what stuck out about, like, Sloane's, like, little, like, side quest type thing mm-hmm. is, like, Violet will mention, like, oh, it's threshing now or whatever. And, like, the speed and how nonchalant she mentions it compared to the first book, like, mm-hmm. it was like, oh my god, like, threshing's coming up. Or, like, yeah. oh my god, the gauntlet. And she's like, yeah, they have the gauntlet this weekend. Okay, yeah, it's presentation day. Like, just so casual about it, because, like, she's a second year. And I think it's so funny.
That's funny. I didn't think of it that way. I took it more of, like, they're desensitized.
Well, that too, but I just think it was funny, like, almost how quickly it was happening.
Yeah.
Whereas the first book, you were like, I was, like, waiting for the next, like, challenge, the yeah. next thing, or, like, Violet fighting felt like years.
I know. And they still have to fight, too, a second years.
Right. It just felt, like, so crazy.
That a whole year has passed.
Yeah, and, like, just again, like, how quickly it happens when obviously you're reading about it from her point of view. It's, like, super intense.
Damn,
it's happening
what a year.
To you. Yeah. And now it's just like, oh, okay, they're fine.
So, okay, let's talk about Sloane for a little bit.
Sure.
Right off the get, Sloane, I imagine her as, like, Taylor Swift and she sang country music.
Oh, interesting. Have you watched The Witcher?
Yeah.
Okay, someone fan-casted Sloane mm-hmm. as... I can't think of her name right now, but the girl, the blonde girl,
oh,
the Witcher.
Okay.
And I was into that.
I could, yeah.
You know?
Mmm.
Right. Don't hate it.
Yeah, I don't actually, I actually kind of like that more.
Right? I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Sick. And then, so how do you feel about Sloane? Like, what's your opinion of her?
I hated her first read. Yeah. This read, don't mind her.
Yeah, same.
I'm like, yeah, pop off, girl.
Literally
the
same.
First read, I was almost, like, annoyed with her, like, consistently.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this read, it's almost, like, how Violet's describing it, just, like, in the background. Like, she's fine.
There were a few times, I'm not gonna lie, where, like, Violet was kind of giving me Dane vibes.
Ooh, I hate that.
Like, how, like, Dane is so overprotective and, like, tries to help Violet. So she doesn't know. I felt like Violet was getting a little bit like that, you know? Especially when she realized that Sloane was like, no, like, I do not like you, and I'm not feeding into this, and that's when she bribed her with Liam's letters.
Yeah,
you know,
I
like,
mean,
she was waiting to pull that out of the hat.
But at the same time, Dane was, like, trying to get Violet, like, to leave.
Well, yeah,
like,
Dane
Zayden was, like, I almost, not that Violet is a Zayden, because she could never, but...
She wishes.
Right, she totally wishes. But I compare her almost more to that, like, almost like a mentor, because she's like, listen, okay. don't train with me, train with fucking Imogen. I don't care, but, like, you're gonna die. Like, you're being stubborn, you hate me so much that you're not accepting, like, the help that, like, again, I don't even need to train you, mm-hmm. but I'm offering you help in some sense. And you're so stubborn, like, you're gonna fucking die.
Well,
so, like...
can't you argue that that's kind of, like, Dane's reasoning as well?
Yeah.
Because he believes that Zayn is gonna get her killed. Regardless of him not liking her.
I just see how it's...
You know what I mean?
Comparing. I just think Dane was like... It wasn't like Dane was like, I'll help you train. Dane mm-hmm. was like, get out of here. Like...
Yeah, that's also true.
It's like, I wish that she just gave her the tools.
Violet, I've rented a boat and we're gonna escape at midnight and you're gonna climb the rocks and get in the boat in the undertow and hide with the barrels of beer and...
Right. Like, it was just so convoluted and, like, Zayden was almost like... Yeah, you are gonna die, so maybe we should make that better. Like, we should, like...
Lessen the odds.
Yeah. Like, I get it. Like, listen, Sloane wants to do it without Violet's help. I'm fine with that. But, like, Also, like, Sloane... Okay, so Sloane, because she's one of the Rebellion kids, she has, like, one of the relics, etc. Like, she knows all them. So Imogen's like, yo, stop being a dumb bitch. Like, can you train with me? Like...
Yeah.
So I'm just like, yeah, like, whatever. Also, the fact that all of them are cool with Violet, Sloane kind of warms up a little, because of that. And, like, as she's reading the letter, she's like, okay, I'm on October. Like, Liam and you were friends. Like, all right, I'm fine with it. But at the same time, like, even just coming in, knowing that, like, Zayden and her were a thing, Imogen's her friend, I'd be like, all right, well, something happened last year. We're clearly, like, we're cool now with this.
Yeah.
Like, she's friends with everyone. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I didn't mind her as much this read at all.
I mean, I think in that point you would still, like, hate the person, you know what I mean?
Well, right. And, like, I think, but Violet does a good job. Like, Sloane blames Violet for Liam's death as the main reason she hates her. And Violet's like, you're fucking right. Like, I'm devastated he's dead, you know? So.
At least she doesn't try to, like, play it off.
Yeah, or she's not like, fuck your brother. Like, she literally is like, I promised him on his fucking deathbed that I would protect you. So I'm gonna do that. Like. Yeah. So I feel like they're fine. Like, they're a very minor...
Okay, so...
Bicker.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't mind Sloane. She's a little irritating, but, like...
Definitely like her better this book. This read.
Yeah. Should talk about Dane.
Okay, I was gonna say Eric next.
Let's talk about Dane so I can get real fired up, and then I'll, like, cool myself down with Eric.
Okay. What are you mad about with Dane? He didn't really do anything.
No, this part, he's okay. But, whatever. So, more so Violet's so pissed that it makes me, like, fired up, you know? So Dane's like, Violet, why aren't you talking to me?
Oh my god, he's so annoying with that.
Yeah, though. So, like, come on. That's crazy. And Violet's like, get the fuck away from me. Multiple times, Violet is like, I will stab you in the throat. And I'm like, amen.
Yeah, she threatens him quite often.
It's amazing.
Like, every time he, like, even turns to her, she's like, better turn around or I'm gonna slit your throat. Like,
yeah.
She's pretty and hardcore towards
so
him.
So then
but, like, she, rightfully slow.
Yes.
You know?
So she won't talk to him, so he literally challenges her on the fighting mats, and everyone's, like, panicking because if he touches her face, like, they're fucked, all of them. So, like, oh my god. And also, this is where I love the friend crew.
But also, again, he's respectful about it.
He is, he is. But this is where I love the friend crew, one of these, like, little moments that is very subtle, but, like, I loved it for no particular reason. He's, like, challenging her, and everyone's like, oh my god, like, you can't do this, whatever. And, like, Bodhi's there, and he's like, Zayden's gonna fucking kill him. And he's like, fuck! And I just love that, like, first of all, I love a protective man in a sense of, like, even, like, fucking with Violet, like, he's like, oh, like, Zayden's gonna fucking kill you. Like, that's it. Like, and, like, I also love, like, that Bodhi's almost, like, personally upset about this, because he's like, this is gonna cause us problems.
More, like, work for me.
Like, Zayden loves her so much that, like, he's gonna kill him, and I'm gonna get the body again.
Yeah.
And he's like, god damn it, guys, like, please. He's like, everyone, please stop.
Let's just get it together here, people.
So I, like, just find, like, those small interactions, like, just really funny.
And I like how they're all, like, also, like, because Zayden's not there, so they're all, like, super protective of Violet.
Yeah.
So when Dane challenges her to the mat, like, they all kind of, like, take a step forward.
Yeah.
And they're all protesting.
Yeah. And they're like, he's wing leader.
Also, can we talk about Professor Emeterio?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about
that him. That is my boy. I love him. Same. I love him. He is such a good character.
So we'll talk about, like, him and Varish after we talk about Dane and Eric, I feel like. Because that'll be, like, more of, like, plot.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'm excited. I'm, like, literally, like, making, like, a plan of talking points in my head. Anyways, okay, sorry. So, Dane just sucks. He's respectful, like you said. And he's like, I just want to talk to you. And she's like, literally, I fucking hope you die. Like, I hate you. Which I think is really funny. So he kind of doesn't get it. I think there, like, she mentions, like, Alpha Mine, and he's like, is that what you're so upset about? He's like, I just showed my dad a memory of, like, that they went there. And it was, like, weird to me, so I showed him. And she's like, yeah, you're a fucking asshole. Like, you almost got us killed.
Killed.
So then he kind of is just like, damn. And then after that, he, like, more or less leaves her alone, which I appreciate. That's fine. That's good.
Well, because I think, you know, then he realizes.
Yeah, I think he's like,
he got his answer. He's like, oh, okay, this makes sense now.
Right.
Now I have to do recon, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so that's where Dane and Violet are at. Now, we have a new character. His name is Eric. Super funny. Thank God we're rereading, because I was, like, seeing things before Onyx Storm came out, and people were like, oh, like, theorizing about Eric, mm-hmm. and I literally was like, who the fuck is Eric?
Well, I saw...
I forgot who he was.
What I saw was, I was like, oh, like, I really hope Onyx Storm will get a scene of Violet, Zayden, and Eric.
Wow.
And I was like, who the fuck's Eric?
I mean, fine, visual. I mean, whatever.
But then, so, but that was so funny because then you texted me.
Yeah, and I was
about
like,
who's Eric?
You were like, I don't know. You were like, he's somewhat important, I guess.
I guess. People want to see him in action.
So basically, long story short, Eric is a first year.
I also love this for the book as well.
His plot?
Like, I like his addition, you know, to the story.
Like, not the threesome.
No.
Okay. I was like, I don't know if you'll get what you want, but we'll see.
No, I meant like him, like, in the book.
Yeah, yeah. So he's a first year. He's King... Tori? Is that his name? King Tori?
I thought it was Tyrus.
I don't think it's Tyrus. I think it's Tori. I'll look while we're chit-chatting.
Tyrius?
I think it's Tori. I don't know. Well, you talk about who he is.
Okay, so Eric is one of the sons of the king. And the king thinks that Eric is off, like, whoring his way through the continent for his 21st yeah. birthday. Which is hilarious, but instead of, getting it on with everybody, he subscribes to the writer's quadrant, which is, you know, death.
Can you imagine?
And so Violet recognizes him immediately because she grew up with him, kind of, because her mom's a general, so they were always, like, in the same circles. And his name isn't even Eric.
No, it's Cam.
It's Cam.
Also, his name is Tori. Just one more. King Tori. T-A-U-R-I.
Oh.
King Tori.
What did I think it was?
Tyrus. But yeah, so...
Oh, because I think... I'm thinking of Tyrish. They speak Tyrish.
Okay, yeah. Fine, fair.
Anyways. Pass. So it's like a big secret. So no one really knows who he is except Violet.
Yeah.
But Bree is like suspicious. So that's like... This is another big thing in the first part of the book is that Violet feels that she... You know, she can't lie to her friend. So what she's doing is she starts to distance herself from them. Mm. Because Zayden told her, like, if you can't be honest with them, which you can't, like, you can't,
and if you can't lie, them. Then yeah.
Exactly. So Violet's having a lot of trouble with, like,
that.
Yeah, of wanting to be with her friends and telling them, but, like, also, like, knowing that she has to keep these giant secrets. So when Eric comes, you know, she tells Rhee and she makes the point, like, the one true thing I could tell her.
Right, so she's like, hello, King Tori's son.
Yeah, and it's a problem, a big problem for them. Multiple times it's mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, they, Rhee, Sawyer, like, they all want, Riddick, they all want her to, like, oh, come out to Chantara for the weekend with us. And she was like, no, like, I have to read, but she's also trying to do the research on the ward, so.
Yeah, she's just a busy girl, which also, to be fair, so she's doing this secret ward research that Zayden doesn't know about. But then also she has to go see Zayden, which she wants to, as yeah. well. So, like, she really is pretty occupied. Mm-hmm.
And then between, like, all of that and then Varish is pissed that Andarna isn't mm-hmm. around.
Yeah, so let's talk about them next. Because really all Eric right now they need to know is just he's King Tori's son and mm-hmm. he's, like, going through first year. But, yeah, let's talk about Varish because he is a big problem.
He sucks. Boo!
Boo, Varish.
Yeah, Varish is really bad. He reminds me of, like, the male version of, like, what was her name? Uma or something from The Emperor's New Groove. What was her name?
Oh.
Zuma or whatever?
Yeah. I don't know what her name was, but the weird bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, like, reminds me of her.
Oh, I don't like that. I'm gonna look up who.
Like, super... fucking skeleton looking and
let's see
just
what
like
was.
An asshole, you know,
it's gonna bother me. Yzma, it's Yzma.
Yeah,
is that how you say Yzma?
I thought it was Uzma.
Is it Uzma? Okay, great.
I don't know, whatever.
Yzma.
I haven't watched that show since I was like,
yeah, we should watch it after this. 13. Anyways, whatever. So yeah, so Varish is just like a dickhead. So he's basically like, Andarna needs to come to practice, whatever. And so Andarna, after the battle with the Benin, she's in this what's called a dreamless sleep. And it's basically, like, in their adolescence, they grow a ton and they have to be, like, not, like, in a coma, but, like, a, long, month-long
periods. It's like hibernation.
Yes, thank you. I literally, that was a perfect word. I'm, like, trying to describe hibernation.
Yeah, I felt you struggling.
Wow, crazy that I tried to, like, just describe hibernation. Okay, so she's in hibernation, and so, also, Violet's keeping the secret that she's a baby.
Yeah, because no one knows.
So that, she's so. Like, ah, oh, she can't come, whatever. And so Varys's way to punish her is that he's gonna, like, push her to almost burn out with her power, which is so fucked.
Well, yeah, because we already know she's having trouble, like, accepting that she can do this.
Right.
And so the fact that she's not very good at it, like, she doesn't have control.
She can't aim.
Pisses her off more. And right. She just has to keep doing it over and over and over.
So he sucks. So Varys...
And the whole time, you know, whenever something happens, he's just, like, always behind the corner. You know
he's
what
like,
I mean?
He's, like, a slimy motherfucker.
Yeah. Slimy. Real sleazeball.
And I love how in the first book, Professor Carr, who's, like, the Signet professor, he's described as, like, super scary. He's the one who, like, snapped the kid's neck, whatever. And, like, in this part, with Varys, like, Carr's like, all right, I think it's time to, like, chill out. Like, he's almost, like, the empathetic... side of this, and it's like, wow, if he's being, like, considered the good guy, like, where are we with this guy?
Well, right off the get, Varys makes, like, a comment to all of them, like, at graduation. Oh, you know, things have been getting pretty lax around here. Like, I'm here to, like, whip everyone into shape. Like, he came in, like, way too cocky.
Him and Aetos, like, senior, like...
Well, they work together. Dad.
Like, they're just both fucking assholes.
Yeah, but, however, we do get some retribution because Varys is pushing Violet, and Violet's, like, about to die or whatever, burn out, and Tarn comes, and he's, like, going nuts, and he gets Varys's dragon by the throat. And he's like, apologize to my rider, you know? And, like, he makes him get on his knees, and, like, I just imagine him, like, trembling, like, I'm so sorry.
Well, because if Varys' dragon dies, like, he dies, if we know. So now there's also, like, a side beef. So
Varys kind of lays off after that, because he's humiliated.
He does, but he's still kinda, a dickhead.
He's still
kind
of lurking.
So Varys' dragon's this orange dagger tail, I think, whatever, who cares what his tail is. But his name is Solas, and he has one eye. And Tarn, like, is like, I'll take his other eye. And, like implying, like, he was the one who took the first one.
There's some beef.
Also, in the books, this is, like, a theory. I'm curious how this will go, but I want to just mention it here, because why not?
Okay.
So, Jack Barlow had an orange dragon as well.
Oh.
Varys has an orange dragon. Mm-hmm. Amber had an orange dragon. So, it's, like, very much a pattern of, like, orange dragons equal bad. I've seen so many people mention this, and I think it's worth mentioning. Mm-hmm. So, like, Brennan's dragon is also orange. So, I'm hoping we have some insight.
So, the oranges are, like, they're kind of, like, temperamental, right?
Yeah, they're, like...
No one knows,
unpredictable.
Like,
they'll, like, if you run into an orange dragon, like, back the fuck up. Like, don't even, like...
Okay, well, you know, there's another theory about Brennan... But I don't know if we should talk about that now.
We can talk about it next episode.
Yeah.
That's a good next episode. I know what you're talking about.
Like, as a finisher, you know?
Yeah. So, but just side note, orange dragons, something to look out for. So,
yikers.
Now, okay, so Violet's going through all these things, whatever. Varys continues to be an asshole when she goes to, like, see Zayden. He, like, checks her bags always, whatever. They also do everything they can on their weekends together to, like, put one of them on, like, guard duty or working or on a patrol.
So,
like,
they're never actually together.
And they, like, are still arguing and, like, they really can't...
They can't touch base with each other because they're never together.
And so, it's really funny, though, because...
And they also can't work on their relationship because they're not together.
But it's really funny, two things. Number one, I love that, like, they check Violet and Violet's, like...
Yes.
Tarn, like, whatever.
Every time
she
leaves.
Like... He's like, well, thank God they didn't check me. Like, because he has a mad weapon strapped to his back.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is funny that Tarn's like...
She's a smuggler.
Yeah, LOL. And then another thing that's going on in this part of the book, which I just find endearing and sweet and want to mention it, because they can't see each other and Violet's like, I don't even know who you are, Zayden. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm in love with someone, a stranger. Like, okay, bitch. He starts, like, leaving her letters about his, like, childhood.
Oh, I cry.
And that kind of stuff, which I just think is so sweet. And, like, just imagining this...
No.
Can't breathe. Imagining this, like, badass fucking a hunky man leaving letters just really sends me through a spiral.
Yeah. I also love how she mentioned, she was like, and I already have it memorized, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she's literally poring over
it's all she has.
Letters.
So...
But I like how we get, like, little snippets of who Zayden is.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, from his point of view.
Yes, that's a good way to do that. That was, you know? A perfect way. If you're not going to do, like, a dual point of view,
give and me it's that. Not, and it's not... I like also how... It's not, like, in the story. It's in the little paragraphs before
yes,
the chapter.
Yes, yes, yes. Agreed. It's perfect. It's perfect.
So good. That was honestly
a perfect literary way to do that. And so they've been being kept apart, but the one time she goes and she's like, I feel him, but, like, I'm, like, he's blocking me out, but I can, like, follow where he is. He's literally in this, like, fighting pit to, like, win a weekend pass, like, of not working just to spend time with her.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. And I think they kiss then, right? Like, she, like, likes, like, oh, only a kiss.
Yeah.
Because she just is, like, love this man. And I'm like, yes, please. Like, it's like, you can argue and be together.
Couples argue. It's normal.
Right. Like, it's fine. But she's, you know, I can't date someone I can't trust. Okay, fine. But, yeah, so, like, they, like, finally kiss. Which, even the kisses, the way that Rebecca breaks these things, I'm like, that's all like, I need, actually. Yeah. Yeah, psh, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fine. So, they're, like, kind of on the mend. They're, like, getting better.
I was just thinking of the fucking Katy Perry song. You're hot, then you're cold. You're yes, and you're... Like, that's their whole vibe, this
I know,
book.
And I want them to not be like that, because they're perfect together. So...
Okay. Now...
Mm-hmm.
So, let's talk about this.
Ooh.
So, Violet's in school, and she's talking to Bodhi, and Bodhi, like, oof, mentions to her... Like, yeah, you need to give Zayden some slack. Like, leave it alone, whatever. Because, you know, everybody's talking to Violet. Imogen's talking to her. You know, Rhee's trying to get at her. And Violet's just kind of, like, just being like, aah. So, Bodhi drops a little Easter egg.
Oof.
And he was, like, basically saying that, like, Zayden's never felt about anybody like he does with you. Like, not even with Kat. Or Catriona. He says her full name.
No, he doesn't. He says Kat. He does.
He does? Mm. No, I think he says Catriona.
Does he?
Yes, he does. He says okay, her full name because later
yes,
on...
Yes, 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 you're absolutely yeah, correct. Yep, okay.
And so you're like...
Okay, first of all,
and she
Bodhi,
tucks that behind.
Bodhi, what an asshole, first of all. That's a crazy thing to say.
Yeah, he really... And he messed up in that
it's
one.
Like as Violet's going to leave to see him and he's like, are there chances you'll forget this? Which is funny because she does.
I know.
Like, and she's, like, literally, like, no way. Like, I'm gonna bring this up as soon as I get there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she doesn't. So
yeah,
it's actually really funny.
Between her torture and, you know, everything that she's doing, understandable that, like, it just kind of, like, flies away. And it's not like she's seeing Zayden to be, like, reminded, like, oh. You know what I mean?
I guess. But she's going there at that moment. Like, she's flying.
Was she?
Yes. Like, because he's literally, like, are you, please, please don't mention this.
Oh. Okay, well, regardless.
I think she got distracted, which, I mean, again, rightfully so.
I mean, if you were getting on the back of a dragon and making, like, an 8-hour flight...
Oh, I meant because you're just seeing Zayden.
Oh. That, I mean, I guess that too,
as
right?
As soon as I saw him, I'd be like, what was I upset about?
Mm-hmm. But I think the first time around we read that book, when we read the book,
mm-hmm,
when that was mentioned, like, I was waiting.
Same.
You know?
And then she didn't mention it.
Yeah.
At first. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, now I kind of like how she didn't mention it again until
agreed,
you're confronted with that one scene. And then you're like, oh,
agreed,
shit.
And so, we'll get back to Kat in 1 second. So, Viola's going through this RSC training, whatever.
Yeah.
She's distancing from her friends. So now... Basically, they're all, like, in these, like, gradual challenges, being tortured, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so
they have to,
like,
work with the scribes and the...
And the
infantry
people. So, that's all going on, which is, like, a lot of fun to read. As far as plot-wise, it's fine. Like,
I feel like it's good just for, like, additive of the world.
Yeah, yeah, agreed.
But like, an immersive experience.
Yes, but as far as, like, us talking about it, like, this is just happening. Like, that's what's going on.
There's more major things that I would rather talk about.
Yeah. So, basically, when they're in there... the one RSC thing, like the torture part, it's her squad. So it's her, Ree, Riddick, and Sawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And Varys is in there, and, like, they're like, Violet, like, I think he might try to kill you, mm-hmm. like, actually.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm aware.
Mm-hmm.
So they are the only group to, like, escape, whatever. But this isn't gonna be relevant as far as, like, we know that Varys is using these, like, classes to potentially, like, kill Violet.
Well, he's a psychopath.
And he, like, brings Dane in. Dane denies.
Okay, well, let's start off. Let's backtrack just 5 milliseconds. They're in this thing, and he's literally breaking apart Violet.
Yes.
Physically. Breaking her shoulder, giving her a concussion, and then he's having the healers come in, mend her. And then, you know, she's starting to heal, and then he does it again, just over and over and over.
And so Nolan's healing her, and he's like, Violet, like, I think you gotta break out.
Or, yeah, like, he Nolan asks her, like, is this secret worth
this?
Which, crazy. And then that's when he has Dane come in.
Mm-hmm.
And Dane, you know, rule follower Dane's like, whoa, my signet is classified! And Varys is like, she already knows, like...
Mind you, I imagine, like, Ree, Riddick, and Sawyer being like...
What's going on here?
They're like, guys, something's happening.
Yeah. Okay, so now this I felt like was a very pivotal moment for Dane and Violet.
Yes, I agree.
You know? So, Dane... Varys is making Dane, essentially...
Yeah.
See her memories. And Dane says no, and he storms out.
Yeah, which I was like, good for you.
Yeah.
If Dane didn't do that, he would have been unforgivable for me.
Yeah. I think this is where his redemption arc comes in, for sure.
I completely agreed. So that happened. They end up breaking out, thank God, because Violet would have died.
But at this point, now Ree's like, you really gotta tell me what's going on here, because this is crazy.
And she still doesn't yet.
Yeah.
So then I think the next...
But she tells her. She was like... What did she say? Something along the lines of, like, there's so many things I want to tell you, but it's not safe for me to do that.
Yeah. And then Ree's smart. Like, Ree's very smart. And so she's like, what killed Day? Mm-hmm. Like, Liam's dragon. She's like, I haven't heard from you. You said that, like, you held him as he was dying, XYZ. But, like, you haven't said what happened. What killed Day?
Mm-hmm.
And she looks her straight in the fucking face and says, do not make me lie to you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, goddamn.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, like, and there's, like, a lot of those good, like, hard-hitting moments in this part of the book.
Well, I like how they're kind of just, like, thrown in, like, nonchalantly.
Yeah, like, that wasn't, like, a big moment.
No, it but, was like, just... when you read it, you're like, oh, shit.
Right. And so now, the next big thing, this is, like, another turning point, I think, for Violet herself.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to Battle Brief. And there's these flyers.
Yeah, I forgot about this.
All over.
Yeah.
And it's basically like these blue fire dragons sacked the city.
Mm-hmm.
So now they panic and they collect them all. And he's like, have you ever known just blue dragons to attack? And Violet's like,
this that Melgrin, was so... right?
Yeah, Melgrin. No.
No?
It was the scribe. The one that she was going to go after.
Oh.
Manchek?
Pancheck.
Pancheck, thank you.
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Pancheck.
I don't even know. Who knows? The guy, the scribe. So, all of
the guy.
So, basically, they collect this, and she's like, it's so smart, because, like, he collected it, and, like, no one really probably read it thoroughly like that, and so, like, now he's, like, saying blue dragons, and, like, everyone's gonna forget the word fire was even there. Like, it's just, like, that was such a smart way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So now... Diverna, one of the professors as well, she's making a comment about it, and it's like, Samara was hit, which is where Zayden is, and Mira's also there right now.
Yeah, so she...
So she fucking loses it, well, and Diverna, like, scratches the side of her neck, because she's like, oh, there's only one near-fatal casualty, and, like, scratches her neck where, like, Zayden's relic is, and Violet loses her fucking mind.
She immediately assumes that Deborah's trying to, like, send her a message.
Well, she was. She was.
I know, but she just...
I would do the same thing, though. 100%. Because, like, she said there was no deaths, but, like, there was a super...
But at this point, I kind of felt like it could almost be taken as, like, Violet's reading too much into this. Because when she goes to Zayden, he's fine.
Well,
you know,
So, why, like, what is the purpose of Devereaux telling her it was near death when Zayden is okay?
Well, so Zayden says to her, he says, oh my god, I think the word got out before the healers got here. Like, we didn't know there was a healer coming. Yeah. So, Diverna, I think, really thinks, like, Zayden's, like, about to die. Like,
yeah.
And I think she's like, go Violet.
And Violet's just like.
So, Violet fucking rips out of there. Tarn is like, now Tarn's panicked because he's like, if Zayden's that hurt, Sagal could be hurt. So, the two of them fucking go. I love this part because Bodhi meets her out and he's like, I'm sure if you give me my jacket, you'd be really cold. Like, take my jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, go, see you later. So Violet leaves, like, without leave, which is super, like...
Well, it's punishable by death.
Yes. So Violet fucking leaves. Goodbye, whatever.
Because was it, like, desertion of post or
yeah,
whatever?
Pretty much. So she's getting there, whatever. She, like, flies in... is like, where the fuck is Zayden, whatever. And then and I think, like, so, Mira was, like, in the gym. And she was like, oh my god, the gym is, like, a makeshift hospital because there's so many casualties. Yeah. Like, she's panicking. She gets there, and he's fine.
He's sparring with Garrick.
But again, because he was healed, he shows her the scar later, and she was like, damn, like, that really, almost, like, he almost lost his arm.
His arm, yeah.
But Rebecca did a great job in this part of, like, writing her desperation. Mm-hmm. Like, I was, like...
I was, like, on the edge of my seat. Zayden's dead.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, also she did a great job of, like, again, you're obviously, like, she puts you in Violet's head.
She blue-balled you so bad.
Yeah. Like, when she saw Zayden was okay, I felt exactly what Violet felt. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Like...
I felt like the whole, like, page and a half that this is happening, like, I wasn't breathing.
Yeah, no, same. I literally was, like, like, flipping. I was like, please, please, is he okay? And then, like, she almost says, she's like, I was so relieved to see him okay, but also, like, what the fuck? Like, mm-hmm. I flew, like, fucking 8 hours, like, panicking.
Yeah, for nothing.
I held my breath for 8 hours.
Yeah, exactly. And Tarn, too. Tarn was freaking out the whole time, too. So not only was she, did she have, like, her dread and, like, worry, it was also his.
Yes. So now, the only reason that I'm okay with this disaster of feelings and such is because we get another glorious 20 out of 10 fucking sex scene. This one.
This one's real good.
Sent me. Through the roof.
I forgot how good this one was.
So they go into the shower. Why are they showering? I don't even
because
know.
Because she's...
Oh, she's freaking out.
Yeah, because...
So he puts her in cold water. He says, calm down,
she's
bitch.
She's so, like, she's worked herself so much, she's gonna burn herself alive.
Yeah.
Amazing. So imagine being that upset.
Wait, so he throws her in the fucking shower, and...
Yeah, let's get some receipts up in here.
Yeah, he throws her in this fucking shower, and then, like, she's, like, soaking wet, cold water, whatever, right? And he, like, gets super jealous. And he's like, whose jacket are you wearing? Like, and I'm like, fuck yes. I'm like, this is making for an amazing outcome. Like, I'm obsessed.
The scene is transpiring exactly how we would want it to.
Oh, my God. I literally could not.
And she was like, it's Bodhi's, you asshole. Like.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm obsessed.
Oh, my God. So, anyways, also, too, like, the whole thing... Okay, so now with this.
Oh, can we talk about this forever?
Okay, wait. I want to make a point about this.
Oh, fine.
In terms of Zayden's second signet.
Okay, yes. Okay.
So, just to like, you know, kind of speed things along to get to my point. Zayden and Violet have really hot sex in the shower.
You're going to just, that's all you're saying?
Well, I'm just saying, like, that was the outcome. I'm just saying.
Okay, can we go back?
Yes, of course. And, you know, they're still doing the song and dance of, like, Zayden doesn't want to have sex with her until Violet tells him that she loves him. And so they're still kind of doing this song and dance, teetering back and forth. And Violet's like, I need you. And she was like, those are the three words that you're going to hear. And she was like, don't make me change my mind.
They've almost switched places since last book.
Okay, yes. But then... they start making out before anything even actually happens. They're making out, and Violet is saying in her head, it's, like, in italics, like, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Mm.
And then that's when Zayden just rips her clothes
off.
Ooh,
interesting. Didn't realize that. Okay, that's
good. So, like, it almost, like, he's giving Violet what she wants, but he knows he's not doing, because he can read her thoughts, you know?
Right. Mm, interesting.
So he doesn't feel guilty doing it because he knows that she loves him.
Right. Well, right, and like you're saying, like, so she's basically saying, like...
Genius!
I know, that was good. She's basically saying, like, you want my heart, like, risk yours first. Like, mm-hmm. I was in love with you last time, and you told me all it was sex. So, like, now if this is what I need, and, like, I'm not ready for you fully yet, because you don't trust me, like, that's what you're getting from me. So they have, like, the craziest sex ever. Also, this quote kills me. He kisses me like I'm the answer to every question. Like, everything we've been and will be hinges on this moment, and maybe it does. Okay. Well.
So if you weren't a puddle before.
And then, like, she says, like, I need you, and he says, I need you more. Like, come the fuck on. Mm-hmm. So they have crazy fucking sex, whatever. So basically, this, a lot because of the sex scene, but this is pivotal for them, because A, they're kind of, like, back together. Mm-hmm. And then he ends the scene, and he's like, all right, well, I guess we're together. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, we have three options. We can, like, go round two here, go up to my room and have round two up there, or, like, we can go deliver the weapons. And she starts getting dressed. Yeah. And he's like, so are option one and two not happening? Yeah, and yeah. He's like, fuck. So this is when things make a change. So, well, she...
I think because Violet realizes, like, she almost lost... She could have lost him.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to feel that again.
Correct. And so she goes with him to the drop-off, and they meet the Griffin Riders. Whatever. Like, Nemo.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Touch the bud.
Yeah.
So they go
not to the bud.
Right. So they go to the drop-off, and they're talking, there's Griffin Riders, and there's this girl, and Violet's like, she's, like, staring at Zayden kind of crazy.
Like, they know each other.
Right. And the way that this girl is, like, snapping at Zayden, she's like, well, I'm uncomfortable. Well,
because everybody uses his name, Colonel Eidos. Not Colonel. Is it Colonel?
Well,
Lieutenant?
He's Riorson.
He's a lieutenant, right?
Yeah, and he's Riorson, not Eidos.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's what I meant. Oh, I was thinking of Colonel Eidos. Yeah. So everyone refers to him as Lieutenant Riorson, except for this girl.
She's like, Zayden. And being, like, snippy. Yeah. And Violet's like, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Like, why are you so mad at him?
I know, but she says through the bond to him, like, oh, I'm guessing you know her or something, right?
I think he just says, like, or no, it's not until after, because then they're leaving, and Serena.
Oh, yeah.
Serena's like, all right, like, whatever. So Serena's this girl's sister.
Wait, but this is also crazy, because yes. She just brushes it off. I'm like, are we not going to talk about this? Yeah. I need to know.
So Serena's like, all right, Kat, let's go. You're being annoying. And mm-hmm. Violet's like, Kat, what? So Violet freaks out. And then she says, she mind speaks.
No, isn't Serena like, Kat, like, stop it? And she doesn't think of it. And then before they leave, Serena's like, come on, Catriona. And then that's when Violet's like, Catriona.
Yes. Yes. So she's like, God damn it. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, so, like, Violet, all she really does is mind speak Zayden and says, to avoid jumping to conclusions like last year, she's your ex, isn't he? Isn't she? And Zayden goes, how do you... Never mind, that's not important. Yes. Like, he's like, I don't have time for this. Like, yeah. So then, I also love Tarn. Okay, I need to read this just because I have a soft spot for him. So, Violet's like, is this
exactly
jealousy,
what you're gonna read.
Anxiety, insecurity, and Tarn goes, all three. To which I will remind you, not a single dragon chose her. You were selected by two. Pull yourself together. And then, like, she says back to him, but at one point, Zayden chose her. And he says, and at one point, you thought gruel was a satisfactory meal until you grew some teeth and found the rest of the world's food awaiting. Now cease this line of thinking. It does not serve to make you stronger. I'm like, I love that he's like, these fucking children are killing me.
Yeah, seriously. It's like, it's just stern enough, you know?
So, yeah, she kind of drops this, but, like, it's also, I think, because Zayden at this point, like, I'm just, like, looking at my book, he's saying things like, I told you in Aresia, I'd rather lose this entire war than live without you. Like, he's, like, being very, almost, like, reassuring without mm-hmm. talking about Kat directly, but she's like, alright, like, I know how he feels kind of thing. So, basically, what happens when she gets back, she has one of the daggers in her coat, and this is why it's another turning point, this interaction.
Yeah.
Varys is outside of her room and reopens the door, and Violet's
one of,
like,
the venom daggers.
Panicking, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Violet's panicked. And so Rhee, her power is summoning,
mm-hmm.
whatever. So Rhee, like, summons the dagger through the wall, which is her first
also...
time doing it.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm saying
this. Because she's like, this mm-hmm. looks bad. Like, yeah. I don't know, Violet pointed to it subtly and was like, fucking help me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm gonna die. And so then, in the room after, it's Riddick and Sawyer and Rhee, and they're like, what the fuck? And Violet's like, you know what, actually, I'm gonna tell you fucking everything.
Yeah,
and just
and she does.
Tells them everything.
Pretty much, yeah.
She does. Just not about Aresia. She tells them about, like, the
yeah.
Venom, like,
mm-hmm.
anything that's, like, her secret to tell. Like, she
yeah.
thought.
Yeah, but she didn't say anything about Aresia because she was like, that's not my secret, that's
so,
Zayden's.
Now they're all in the know. And
which I love, and I love how they're like, why don't you just tell us this from the get, sister?
Right. And then Imogen tells Quinn, which is her girlfriend, yeah. She's like, well, fuck it. Yeah. I don't want to keep secrets either.
I think Quinn has a really cool signet of, like, projection.
Yeah,
and
super
she,
cool.
And she can also pretend to, like, be other people and project yes. them, which yes. is insane.
So, now...
Now you see me, now you don't.
Oh my god, perfect. So now this really gets things going. So now Violet's having all of her friends help her with the readings.
We're all in this together.
Wow. I was actually, like, just watching the computer of you doing that because it was so good. Like, I was, like, watching you, like, choreograph it.
That's the dance they do.
No, I know.
Oh.
I know, I know. But you were impressive with it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So this speeds things along as far as, like, now they are finding
Let's
out how to make the
good
words.
Part.
Yeah, I wanted to get to the end because it just
yeah,
was fucking
let's
crazy.
Just get to the end.
So basically, they have to go to the library. It's important, obviously.
Yeah,
to just
crazy.
Get these, like, notebooks that the one of the first six wrote. It's, like, their journal.
And
their
it's Riddick,
diaries.
Of all people.
Who knows about them? What? He's, like, and he loves it. He's, like, yeah. do I know something you guys don't
yeah,
know?
He's thrilled.
So.
And they're, like, shit, Riddick, like.
Yeah. So now.
You did something there.
They're in these, like, super locked down, like, archives that's only, like, the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
And Violet's, like, LOL, Eric is actually Cam. So they're, like,
yeah.
great. So now, in this whole part of the book.
Well, we come to find out why Eric is there.
Eric knows about the Venom, mm-hmm. and he's like, fuck my dad.
And
like,
I like, and I like also, too, when they get Eric, like, his first line to them was like, I was wondering when you guys were gonna...
Show up?
Yeah.
And Violet also tells Zayden, she's like, LOL, everyone knows, including Quinn.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is what I didn't want to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But he honestly is fine.
Yeah.
Like, he literally mm-hmm. is like, okay, fine.
He's like, mad for a second, then he's like, whatever.
And then he's like, well, I'm coming with you to the library. Like, mm-hmm. fine. So they have this whole big scene, they get the notebooks, which is
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, they have the whole plan, you know, near death, they almost get trapped down there.
But it's fine. It's
Eric's
great.
Hand is all burned and boiled.
Yeah, it's just like a good, again, kind of like the RSC classes,
yeah.
like it's just like good.
And
like
they made it out in the nick of time.
It's a good read.
It's giving like National Treasure, you know, when they're like in the tomb and the water's rising up and like he
yeah.
like just makes it out.
Yeah, yes, it is giving that.
Yeah.
And so there's two notebooks, so Violet's like, Zayden, take one, bring it to Brennan,
which was
go.
Smart, which was smart.
Yeah. And so then Nolan comes and sees her, and she's like, oh, whatever, blah, 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 talking to him. He's like, I brought you lemonade, which is, like, fine, because they're, like, buddies. Fucking, there's, like, this powder in it that, like, denies her bond to Tarn,
mm-hmm.
and, like, she, like, passes out, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's because he had seen the book, or, like, the satchel she had it in, and, like, knew something happened, because, like, the alarms got triggered that,
mm-hmm.
like, something was broken into. And so now she's, like, being tortured. And this is not, like, RSC. This is, like, Violet's gonna die.
Yeah.
And like Varish bad. Is going off.
Yeah, he's going... He's
so
in X Games mode.
We're, like, at, like, the climax of this part of the book.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like... It has to end one way or the other. Like,
yeah.
she either is, like, gonna get broken out. Mm-hmm. And, like, this big heroism is gonna happen. Or she's gonna die.
Yeah. And so Zayden's on his way back. And she...
And her classmates... So they start saying things to her, too. Like... Her classmates are don't know.
Yeah.
They caught her alone,
mm-hmm.
so it's, like, only her.
And hasn't she been gone for, like, 4 days or something?
Yeah.
Like, it's been a while.
Yeah. And, like, he's, like, beating the shit out of her. Like,
mm-hmm.
breaking her bones.
Yeah, over and over and over.
Like, it's bad. It's, like, really graphic and bad. But this part hits me harder because she starts seeing Liam.
I know.
And he's like, I won't leave you. And I'm like, God damn it. Girl.
Whether, you know, it's just obviously a projection of, like, her self-conscious, like, just to get her through this.
And she says that.
Yeah. It's just crazy that it's Liam.
Oh, it hurts
you
me.
Know? And it's, like, he's so comforting. Like, even, like, when Varish is about to, like, deliver his killing blow to her, you know, Liam is like, I'm right here with you. Like,
yes.
we're gonna be okay.
And so... She knows, like, she's starting to kind of, like, she'll ask Liam,
chills.
Which he knows. She's like, what day is it? And he's, like, telling her. Okay,
yeah.
great. I don't know how, I feel like maybe Liam is real. Like,
I don't know.
Because he knows too much. I don't know, whatever.
Well, it's, like, her subconscious, right? So, like, what, even
know.
If she's knocked out, like, you know how they say when people are in a coma, they can still hear?
And, like, know, like, how
yeah.
much time is passing? Okay, fine. So, she's like, ugh, like, Zayden's gonna get here and, like, fucking lose it. And, like, that's bad. And, like, Varish
because
starts
basically
he wants
that.
Yes, Varish is, like... All right, like, you're kind of just the tool, like, once Zayden's here, like, if I keep doing this to you, like, who's gonna break?
Yeah.
And you're like, that is what's gonna happen. Like,
mm-hmm.
fuck. So then they bring Dane in again. Now, Dane is literally, like...
This chapter is a whirlwind.
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 Dane is literally, like, Violet, because she is fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, fucked up. So he's like, what did you do to her? And like, she's like, she's been gone for 5 days. He's like, this is what you've been doing the whole time? He's like, oh my God.
Yeah,
like,
he's pissed.
And so she literally is having this moment of just, she's like, I failed.
Yeah.
Because he's going to touch her, and he's going to see everything.
Yeah, and Barish makes him do it. But Violet is smart, right?
Well, Liam tells her.
Mm-hmm. You know, only show him what you want him to see.
Right, like, put those memories at the forefront of your brain.
And it's crazy how Rebecca writes it, because I literally felt like...
I was doing it. Like, yeah. I was looking into her mind.
Exactly, because the way it's described is, you know, she just shows him of them getting attacked by the Venom and the death of Liam, and she says,
her
like...
Her pain and her
she
torture.
She was like, I, like, grabbed on with my consciousness and, like, dug my nails in.
And, yeah,
like,
and I wouldn't let him go.
Yeah.
And I'm screaming.
And I'm, like, all of the crazy emotions, like, the sadness, the anger, all I'm, like, throwing it full force, like, into him. And when Zane, like, backs away, he's like, what the...
You just called him Zane, too.
Fuck! You have me doing it now.
No, it's hard. I think it's just hard. I'm just glad you did it, because I was...
Oh, well.
But
anyways, he's pissed. But he keeps his composure.
He does.
Because...
Well, now, guys, get ready for the end of all endings. So, he's, like, telling him, he's like, yeah, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Like, what? I don't even know how this happened.
Well, also, Varys is a fucking asshole because he's like, there's one scene where, like, Damon's before he even touches Violet, and Varys is, like, right behind him, like, whispering in his ear, like, you can find out why she chose him over
yes!
you.
Like, yes! Yes! Okay, first of all, this gives me such the ick because you're a grown man, like, fucking a 22-year-old. Like, you're like, you want to know why she doesn't love you? And I'm like... What? Dude, what?
So then, crazy.
Like, he's doing all this.
He's doing the most.
Doing the most. And basically, I don't even fucking... Oh, so he starts telling Varish, like, what he saw. He was like, all right, this is what I saw. And she's like, oh my God, like, I fucking failed. I failed
yeah,
so bad.
Because Dane is like... It looks like Dane is on their side. Like, Varish and, like, Basket's side. And Violet's like, this is it. Like, this is the end. I've ruined everything.
And Dane starts, like, saying shit that, like, makes you nervous. Because he's like, you should have trusted me, Violet. Yeah. Like, none of this would have happened if you trusted me. And I'm like, ah. And, like, he's about to... He has the throat...
He has a knife.
To Violet's throat.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden...
He fucking flips around.
He turns
around. Stabs Varish.
Dead. Well, he's not dead immediately.
No,
but...
he's not. But then...
He gets him, like, in the throat, and then Dane undoes Violet, and...
He's like, we gotta go. And she's like, what the fuck? And she's, like, broken as fuck.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Well, no, but she kills him.
Not yet. That's not until Zane gets there.
Oh.
Because they do it together.
Oh, yeah.
Kitsies. Okay. Let's stab someone together. Adorable.
Right. Like, both hands together.
Aw, cute. Okay. So...
Have you ever killed anyone with your partner before?
I haven't. We're clearly a failed marriage.
Yeah.
Dane's like, you gotta move. Like, you gotta go. And she's like, are you fucking joking right now? She's like, okay. So then they open the door, and all of a sudden the door fucking kicks in, and Zayden's there, and you're like, yes, the fuck he is.
He always has, like, epic...
Oh my God, amazing.
Like, entrances.
And then, so she's like, you came here for me, whatever. And he's like, there's nowhere in existence you could go that I wouldn't find you, remember? And I'm like...
God,
that I would actually just die on the spot. I'd have a heart attack. My heart would give out and I would die. So, okay. I also love that this is all happening, like, this reunion in front of Dane, and he's just like, fucking kill me. Actually, my soul is dying. I do feel slightly bad. I do. This part, another friend thing, just because you guys know I'm obsessed with it. So, Garrick is there, obviously. And angry. My dogs feel the same. So, Garrick is there. And she's, like, hugging Zayden, and she looks up and she's like, hi, Garrick. And it says, he blanches, dropping his sword to his side, but covers it with a quick smile. He goes, you look better, Violet, but I'm glad you're alive. Like, he's like, holy fuck.
Because she's fucked up.
Fucked up. Okay, so now, like, they're saving her, and she's so excited, whatever. And so, basically, you know, this part just kills me. Zayden's talking to her, and she's like, I think he knows... like, something, whatever, he's alive, like, I almost, like, lost it all, whatever, Dane, you suck, LOL. And then she's like, but I didn't break. Like, I didn't break. And I'm like, first of all, I want to cry because that's, like, the saddest thing ever.
I know. It's like when Aelin, they rescue yes. Aelin and he's trying to get the thing off of her, the mask.
Screaming, get it off. Oh, yeah. It's, like, one of those, like, traumatizing type scenes.
Yeah.
And then he says, like, no matter what happened, you're alive and that's what matters. And she's like, but I didn't break. And he's like, all right, bitch. Like, damn. Like, I'm just happy you're okay.
Yeah.
So then she says, like, you're going to lose everything you've worked for because of me. And he said, then I'll have everything I need. Shut the fuck up. Now, this part, I want us all to take a moment and really get ready for this, because you're not ready for this, and it's going to make you cry, and I cried, and I just want you to be prepared. So I'm going to go now.
You cried at this part?
No, but I got, like, really, like...
Well, emo?
Yeah, like, I cried at my own life, you know, because I was like, damn. Love like this.
Fucking fairy tale.
Right. So he says, I'm sorry if you expect me to do the noble thing. I warned you. I'm not sweet or soft or kind, and you fell anyway. This is what you get, Violet May. Girl.
Silence, please.
Silence in the recording studio, thank you.
Quiet on set.
Yep. The good, the bad, the unforgivable. All of it. I am yours. You want to know something true, something real? I love you. I'm in love with you. I have been since the night the snow fell on your hair and you kissed me for the first time. Oh, well. I'm grateful. My life is tied to yours because it means I won't have to face a day without you in it. My heart only beats as long as yours does, and when you die, I'll meet Malik at your side. It's a damn good thing that you love me, too, because you're stuck with me in this life and every other that could possibly follow. Okay, I'm sweating. What? That's fucking insane.
I had to put the book down.
Yeah, it's one of those moments where you're like, oh, I'm gonna throw up. Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they end up rescuing her after this, which, again, I hope Dane heard that whole thing. He must be like, ouch.
I know.
I do feel bad, because now Dane, like, whatever. But it's also funny, like, their interaction, because Zayden obviously appreciates him saving her and, like, keeping their secret.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, Eidos, you either follow or I kill you.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I guess I'm following.
Yeah.
Like, so they have a kind of, like, a funny
mm-hmm.
banter-ish. So they end up saving her. They run into her mom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And this part is kind of crazy, too.
This is really crazy. So they run into her, and she was like, Violet, I'm so sorry I was on the front lines. I didn't know that this was happening, X, Y, Z. And she was like, you have to know everything that I did was to keep you safe. And, mm-hmm. you know, she's really, like, kind of laying it all on the line.
Yeah, and she tells her, like, I made Zayden promise, mm-hmm. like, to keep you alive.
Yeah.
Like, I knew as a scribe that you'd move up the ranks, find out the truth, and, like, you're so noble that you would, like, get yourself killed.
Yeah.
And this was the only way to save you.
Well, the fact that she was like, I know you, like, you may think I hate you, but I know you enough
right.
to plan this whole thing. Like,
right, knowing what you were gonna do.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know me at all, but, like, I know you so well.
Mm-hmm.
And that was crazy. And so she
even though she's such, like, an absent mother, kind of.
Right. Like, you see, like, a soft side to, like, General mm-hmm. Sorengale.
And I was like, well, shit, maybe we like her now.
Right. And she's like, Zayden, get her out of here.
Yeah.
Like, save her again. And you're like, what is happening?
I know.
Because you also find out that her mom is the one who put all those scars on Zayden's back. Like, all this crazy shit.
It's like,
so,
it's like a 180.
Yeah. So we get a little insight to General Sorengale. So mm-hmm. you're like, okay, like, I'm on the fence now with her. Because before I'm like, just straight, cunt, bitch, don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, okay. Maybe, which we'll see more of her
mm-hmm.
in a little. And so now they're about to leave, and Violet's like, we have to give everyone a choice. Like,
yeah,
we got to. So they have, like, this, like, big, like, meeting with everyone.
Everyone at the college.
They tell them everything.
Yeah.
Which is not about Aricia, but about the Venom and all this stuff. They mm-hmm. show them, like, the memories, all this stuff. And I also, this part, what just tickles me a little, is Dane starts trying to speak to them, and he, like, isn't good, and he's like, Zayden, can you do better? And then Zayden gets up there and fucking owns it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, Dane, like, you really try.
I know.
And it makes me feel a little sad.
Well, Violet makes a comment, like, oh, Dane tries so hard to be Zayden, but he'll never be.
Yeah.
You
which
know?
Is, like, sad a little, but it's fine.
Good effort, buddy.
And so a bunch of
maybe next
people,
year.
Like, hundreds of them, decide
the whole place.
To, well,
and the teachers too.
Well, right. And so the dragons ultimately decide as well. Like,
because
the dragons are also split. The Imperium is like.
Yeah, they're, you know, just as much as there's drama for the humans, there's
they
drama.
They have their own drama.
Yeah.
So the dragons, a bunch of them choose to go. People choose to go. Hundreds of them. And like, I
but
love
some choose
fucking,
not to.
Yeah. And I love Professor Devera, or
mm-hmm.
Taverna, whatever.
Yeah.
Because she, like, goes and she was like, oh, thank God, I was, like, really waiting for you guys to, like, do this. And, like, yeah. I want to join. And she's like, who do you think left all those pamphlets? And I'm like, girl, I love you.
Yeah, because at that point, they were trying, like, Violet was still trying to figure out, like, if she was on their side or not.
Yeah. Well, and, like, in this whole rescue mission to get the distraction away from Violet, Zayden had his rebellion drop Wyverns at all the outposts. Yeah. So now, like,
he was forcing their hand.
The Continent's, like, starting to know. And so this section of the book ends. They all fly to Aricia, and they show up, and Brennan's like, what did you do? Mm-hmm. Like, there's hundreds of you. Like, we weren't ready for this.
I know.
What the fuck?
The place is, like, you know, half in disarray, half kind of functioning.
And so Violet, like, responds, and she's like, well, you needed riders, right?
Well, the fact that they can all be housed in his house just speaks volumes.
So now, like, it's official. Like, her friends know. They're part of this. Everyone's at Aricia. They're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where the book ends, which, again, it's almost like part one.
Not the book ends.
Oh, well, this book. The book within the book.
The part one.
Part one of this book ends. And I feel like this is why people describe it as two books in one. There you go. There I am. It's because, like, part one is, like, very much, like, college. Bastille. Mm-hmm. Like, here we are. Part two is all, like, completely different setting. They all now know, like, the gig is up.
Well, because they don't go back to the college.
Right, like, the gig is up. The truth is out there. Now, what are we doing? How are we fighting this war with, mm-hmm. like, there's no conspiracy anymore. Yeah. Like, how are we fighting this war now that mm-hmm. we all know what's going on?
Now they're in the thick of it.
So, that's where we're ending this part.
So good. So good. Rebecca, you're killing my sister.
So, that's part one.
Yeah, it's crazy. And,
yeah, so then part two.
And we're so psyched.
So psyched. Part two, get ready, because it's intense in other ways, and part two ends crazy, and next episode, we will be theorizing a lot to end. We'll have, like, a whole section on that before we dive into Onyx Storm. So before we even read and we see if our theories are true, we'll have, like, a little theorizing section.
We will do that, and I'm so excited.
So excited. All right, so see you guys next week for part two.
Catch you there.
Bye.
Bye.